This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I have a pet peeve to say when Emma is not here.
Go on.
Because it's about Emma.
Okay.
I like when the podcast starts just in conversation.
Right.
I don't like the hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
But sometimes she starts it in a convo as well.
By the way, Emma's not here.
Yeah,
Emma's not here.
Yeah.
She's
and
sick.
She probably won't. And we should have done on the show today. Well, Emma will be back tomorrow.
Yeah. For her final show of 2025.
Sometimes she just turn the sound up when we're talking about stuff.
No, she does sometimes, but a lot of times she'll be like, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, or
she
would
just say, welcome to the podcast part of the show.
I getcha.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you want to, what conversation
like
do you want to be?
I like when the record button is hit and then I'm like, did you ever shit yourself?
It's just natural.
Do you know what I mean?
I've never shit myself.
When I was younger. I was in a tennis club and I had to go home.
Oh, in a tennis club. That's a rough place to do it. You're in your all whites.
Yeah.
Not easy. Not an easy place to go. I mean, where is a good place to shit yourself?
When you're... 087711103. Write that down for 2026.
When you're playing the shepherd in the primary school nativity, you're probably wearing brown. Yeah, maybe that's a good place to do it.
Gary Lineker famously once shat on the pitch when he was playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like how in sports it's like that's a sign of commitment. It's like, oh yeah, on the Tour de France, it's like I shat myself, and it's like that's not a flex.
That's rotten.
Pull over to fuck.
Hey, happy Christmas. Let's go. David Fiona in the morning. Hey, good morning. It is exactly 3 minutes past seven on Thursday morning. It's just myself and Fiona this morning.
It's just the girls. Poor Em. You probably heard if you were listening to the show yesterday. She was fading fast.
She was, in fairness. She had to come in yesterday, though, because she went out the night before.
Yeah, because, and then you couldn't. Yeah, you couldn't
she
be seen to knock about. Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Of course, of course.
But Emma, we hope you get better soon. And hopefully you'll be back tomorrow for our last show of the year.
Crazy.
For now, though, it's obviously exam season in colleges and things like that.
Oh, of course.
My sister's
doing...
I think my sister's in Trinity and she's doing, like, exams or she's doing essays or something.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not exam season, but it's definitely, like...
They've got stuff to get in, assignments and what have you.
So she had this essay due. I don't know how many thousands of words it was. It's Trinity, so I'd imagine probably 10 or something.
Yeah.
But she was doing an essay and she wrote too many words.
What?
She had to text my mom to be like, hey, can you look over my essay and tell me what to take out?
Stop.
And so mom went and read the essay and then gave her handwritten notes on what to take out.
Oh my God. Sorry, that is so good.
Isn't
of your
that
mom.
So sweet.
That she's not busy enough to lead up to bleeding Christmas. Yeah. That is insane. I've never heard of that happening.
It's
too
so,
many words.
It's so cute. Too many words. I've never in my entire life done that. But I said, just put it into ChatGPT and tell it what to take out. And she was like, oh, yeah. She'd rather put it into Mam GPT.
Yeah, that's a handy one as well. Not a lot of, you have to pay for that subscription.
Handwritten notes when you get it into Mam GPT.
Good. Oh my God.
I've never in my life had that problem where I've written more than I was meant to.
No.
It was always like, oh my God, the thing is 2,000 words, I've only written 700.
Literally, and you'd be scraping, you'd be like, when I first sat down to put pen to paper, actually no,
the time
fingers
I sat down
to keyboard to this essay, it was a bright day, like hell.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Good news. For Karens of the world, you've had a rough time over the last few years.
When did that kind of kick in? Probably around 2017, 2016.
Do you think so? Yeah. Do you think it was a pre-pandemic or post?
Oh no, it was pre-pandemic.
Yeah. I saw a thing that said it grew in popularity in the late 2010s and then like really solidified over coronavirus.
Pretty spot on there within 2016. Yeah.
Well done. It would have been a good quiz question, but it's like how do we decipher? I suppose go on.
So not to derail you, but actually it was popularized in 2020.
Whoa, was it? Really? That's what I was originally thinking.
Yeah, it was like Karen's Diner and stuff.
It
like
was
that.
Around, but then it was like during 2020, there was an incident about Central Park bird watching.
Yeah.
And that's where Karen's came about. And then it was really heightened in the media and social media during 2020, during the pandemic. And 2020 was the year of the Karen.
Because obviously during the pando, there was stuff for Karens to be up in arms about, you know, like breaking restrictions.
Karens be Karen.
Not having your mask.
I'd say that's just the internet being like, oh yeah, this is when Karens happen. When there's the internet was talking about Karens for years.
Yeah,
so true. Or maybe they'd call them different names or whatever. But if you don't know what a Karen is, it's like a middle-aged woman who would be inclined to complain. Who
call
would
the manager.
Can I speak to your manager?
Yeah, they'd be partial to a chat with your manager, you know, and they might have some sort of asymmetrical haircut and, you know, probably a few kids in tow. Or they'd have, for sure, that phone cover that's like folds over and it's got all their cards at the front. This is Karen. If you don't know who the Karen is in your life, you probably are her. But don't worry.
Karen.
Well, it's 100%
Karen.
If you are Karen, there's no need to fret, because as the name Karen is dying out after this like unpopularity in the last 5 or more years, Gen Z are kind of thinking we need to name someone new. We need to crown
someone
the
else.
New, yeah, to take the position. I was watching a few TikToks about this, and apparently, Gen Z want to do that job themselves. They're not happy with millennials trying to chime in.
Millennials, they are out here trying to decide what's our generation's name equivalent for a Karen. We will pick our own Karen. We know exactly who are the a-holes of our generation.
Ooh.
So there you go. Millennials, do not chime in.
I'm trying to think of the name of what it could possibly be.
I know.
I don't know, like Breeder?
See, I'm about to play you this girl. Her name is Erin Diehart, and she's kind of been like, she compiled this list based on what people put in her comments section and just discourse online. It's very American because obviously they're in America. So yeah, I know, like we could be thinking a Shifra, an Orla.
Yeah.
An Aoife.
A Breeder.
Breeder's coming up a lot for you. it was Breeder. Okay. Here's her list. Very American, but see what you think.
Ashley, Brittany, Heather, Amber, Tiffany, Jessica, Nicole, Becky, or Kelsey. These are the names that keep popping up. Now, there's been an honorable mention from Michelle's or Lauren. I don't really know any millennials named Michelle, but I do know some named Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren. It has to be Lauren.
Yeah, there was a few getting more.
Becky,
Nicole. Well, I can confirm, based on online discourse and what's happened in this girl's comment section, which is now the ruling for the rest of the world, the official takeover name instead of Karen is, drumroll please, just me? Okay, nobody. It's Jessica.
Oh!
Jessica. I don't know if there's one in your life.
Lauren,
I think Lauren is good.
So Jessica,
but it's not for us to decide.
Is the new Karen.
Yeah.
All right, so do you think that now babies will start to be born and start to be called Karen again?
Maybe.
I feel like
it's
downhill.
Exactly. So now it's going to be so unique and cool to call your baby like Karen May, Karen Rose.
We just got a WhatsApp in there from Kaylee, who said her daughter is called Jessica and she is not happy about it.
Oh, hey, sorry, it wasn't Jessica. Me. Yeah. I didn't come up with it.
It's a lovely
name. Bizarre day yesterday. I went home as normal from work, and I for some reason remembered, hey, the new Avatar is out.
Oh yeah.
Soon.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And then I was like, I think I got an email saying, hey, do you want to see it early? Yeah, from, I don't know, Disney or something.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, do you want to see it early? And I never responded to the email. And so I went back looking. I was just like, I know that it said the 17th. That was when the screening was on.
Yeah.
So I still have time and check the calendar. It was the 17th.
Oh my God, perfect.
And so I got onto them and I was like, any chance you have any seats still available for that? I know I did an RSVP 2 weeks ago when I was meant to. And they were like, yeah, no problem. So I said, Grant, I was meant to have dinner with Pippa, but I said, hey, do you want to go to the cinema instead?
Oh, Grant, okay. But I said, fuck that. You'll have this on your own, won't you?
So I was like, hey, do you want to go see Avatar? And she was like, yeah, okay. I was like, Grant, just so you know, it's 3 hours long.
No.
And she was just like, oh, yeah, okay, fine. And I was like, Grant, she's working until like 6 or 5:30 or whatever it is. And I have the rest of the day free. So what I did was watched Avatar 2.
Oh, God. The Way of Water.
Well done. Good, which is 3 hours and 15 minutes long.
Wow.
Quite a long time. And then I went to the cinema and I watched the new Avatar, Fire and Ash, which is 3 hours and 17 minutes long. I watched 6.5 hours worth of Avatar content yesterday.
That's surely not advisable for anyone.
It was just, at the end of it though, I was just like, I think I'm done with the cinema. The only reason I'd go to the cinema is for Avatar.
What?
I think it's meant to be seen on the cinema screen, that movie.
If you're only going for Avatar, you're not going very much.
No, but like, you know what I mean? As in, like, I'd only really watch Avatar on the cinema.
I get you. Yeah, watching
it on the telly wasn't that. I was like, I need to see this.
You need, screen. Yeah.
Were you in the IMAX as well?
I was in the IMAX, yeah.
See, like, I'm not a massive... Well, I am a massive cinema head,
yeah,
but I love a good cinema screen. And honestly, there is nothing better than seeing a film in that IMAX.
Well,
I find it a bit too much.
Wait till you hear my experience.
Oh,
so we went to the cinema and we were like kind of getting some treats beforehand. And I have a bit of an ulcer on the back of my throat at the moment. So I can't really eat anything scratchy like popcorn or nachos or anything like that. So there was ice cream.
Lovely.
And so I said I might get a milkshake.
Gorgeous.
And it took me 15 minutes to order because there, in fairness to the guide, there was two people in front of me. So it took 15
so that's
minutes
understandable.
To order ice cream. And I said, can I get a milkshake? And he said, there's no milk.
I said, machine's broke.
I actually was just after queuing for 15 minutes. This is why I'm a Karen. I couldn't help it. I just went, oh, for God's sake.
No, you did not, Dave.
I wasn't at him, but I was like, oh, for God's sake.
It's a Tesco next door to the City World as well.
Oh, God.
So anyway, I was just like, right. I was like,
if you bring that up, you are Karen Senior.
I brought my own. So he said,
Grant, I brought a cow with me.
I was like, oh, I'll just get the scoops then. And he was like, yeah, how many scoops do you want? I was like, whatever that says, just there, like the medium.
Yeah. Oh my God, even this the pointing that you can't see, but he's so Karen. Whatever's behind you there.
Whatever's on the menu, the regular, the three scoops.
The normal.
It was American ice cream company called Baskin Robbins.
Of course, yeah, I'm familiar.
Oh my God, lads.
Have you not had it before?
Never in my life. They gave me a bucket.
Yeah.
Like a giant bucket of ice cream.
That's great. Don't turn around to me now and say it was too much. It was too cold.
It was a 3-hour film. I was eating soup by the end of it.
You wanted a milkshake.
Gazpacho.
You got one. It melted down to milkshake consistency. You can't give out.
Anyway, I had three scoops of the biggest bucket of ice cream ever. £8. Didn't realise that until after I paid. But anyway, fine. In to see the movie. The worst
thing. The biggest
thing.
Ice cream. And I think that's a reasonable price.
£8.
I think it is well at cinema.
I thought I was just getting a little tub of Ben and Jerry's. And they gave me a bucket filled with vanilla ice cream and said, that'll be £8, please.
I wasn't only vanilla,
yeah,
no.
I didn't even want this. I wanted a milkshake.
They don't have milkshakes.
They don't have milk. Anyway, into the cinema I go, and we're walking up the kind of aisle before you turn the corner to see all the seats. And what does a woman hand me?
A straw.
3D glasses.
Ah, no.
Oh,
3D glasses.
No.
Lads,
I'm done with that.
It's not like the blue and red like in our day. These are full-blown.
Oh,
little,
I know the ones, yeah.
You know, full-blown specs on your face. It's like watching a film on your eyeballs. It's like watching a film 0.3 millimetres away. It's intense.
We don't need 3D in the Lord's year 2025.
No, it's not for me now.
I sat at the back, sat in broken seats. There was a kid beside me who, for some reason, dropped his phone 5 times.
Bored. The film's 3 hours long. He's probably just throwing it for a bit of...
Like, it was spectacular. And I
was really, it?
The movie is fantastic. I loved it. I love Avatar. I think it's meant to be seen on the big screen, but not meant to be seen with 100 people in 3D with a kid who keeps dropping his phone with a bucket of
giant ice cream. Okay, so that would be your feedback.
That would be my
James
feedback.
James Cameron. Is he still doing
it? It is James Cameron, yeah.
Titanic.
I didn't even know that it was coming out. I only saw it. There was a bit of controversy, apparently, because Kate Winslet was doing some press for it. And she's in it, is it?
Yeah,
she's
I don't know who she plays, but she's in it anyway, yeah.
She was just saying... Did you not watch it for 3 hours?
I did.
Did you not watch 6 hours of it last night? They're did not see Kate? No.
Definitely top two songs of the year for me. Ray, where's my husband? This is Spin.
Yeah, it's a big one. And when you reach that level of success with a song, it doesn't come without some conspiracy theorists online absolutely weighing in on what's been happening. So the song that we just played there, Where the Hell Is My Husband, Ray, I listen to this podcast. It's called Fluently Forward, and it's like a mix between pop culture and like celebrity gossip, but also conspiracy theories that are sometimes to do with the celebrity world, but they're also to do with like vitamin C in orange content.
This is the podcast you keep telling me about.
Yeah.
Like to listen to. I didn't know what it was called. What's it called?
It's called Fluently Forward.
Ah, okay.
I love it. And she's very like witchy and weird and just has a lot of interesting takes that like I don't hear many other places.
Okay.
So her theory.
Is she saying these are conspiracy theories or she's like, this is what I think?
No, she's just observing. And okay, she's just like, this is what some people are saying. This is what I think.
A lot of people are saying. Not me. I'm not saying that. I would never say that.
I don't believe in it. But it's just a bit of crack. It's just an interesting way to see the world. So Ray, obviously, she's been writing music for years. Like this song has, I guess, like kind of really taken her up a notch. But she's wrote songs for Beyonce, Little Mix, Charlie XCX. She's been around the block. Mm-hmm. And she had this song already written, Where the Hell Is My Husband? Okay. So my girl Shannon on the podcast has a theory that the diamond industry approached Ray and said, listen, you already have this song about looking for your husband written. Would you throw in a verse, something about wanting a diamond ring?
Oh, really?
And the appeal of diamonds, because diamond sales are down all around the world because there's a rise in lab-grown diamonds.
I saw this. Yeah, they're much cheaper.
Yeah, they're a lot
cheaper.
They're
much clearer.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that now in a second. So the verse in question, we all know it. It's this one.
The way that lives rent-free in my head.
Like, and that was the goal.
Just walking around. I would like a ring.
And it's like, maybe you would like a ring. Maybe you would like a diamond ring. And maybe you don't want it to be lab-grown. Maybe you want it to be the traditional mind ring. So obviously, diamonds are something that like people never thought would lose value.
Hey, diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever. Or are they? Like, in the last few years, lab-grown diamonds have come out. They used to take a few weeks to manufacture. Now they take a few hours.
Really?
So they've just thrown the value of diamonds like all out of kilter. You can get a massive looking rock that feels the same. It's the same quality. Everything is the same, but it's so much cheaper because it's synthetic or whatever.
So it hasn't been mined.
And like a lot of people, like millennials, our kind of generation who are like getting engaged, getting married, they see it as a more ethical version because like the diamond industry can often be like super unethical.
That's excellent.
So now lab grown diamonds also are now 74% cheaper than they were in 2020, and they're a fraction. Like, say a ring that you would pay like 10 grand for, like a real diamond ring, it might cost like 1500.
Oh,
so it's just
God.
Like, it's insane, the imbalance. And I was kind of thinking,
we do that for money.
Maybe. Well, it could be next, like manufacture someone. Oh wait, that's how they already make
inflation.
That just print more for God's sake.
That was it.
But I was thinking, what are other songs at the moment that could be secretly selling us stuff? And if you look back on the charts from the last year, there are a lot of songs that are just about a product.
Okay.
So I really think consumerism as a whole is down. So first up, we have this Katy Perry song. Band-aids over a broken heart. Maybe people aren't buying plasters anymore. Maybe they think that their own skin just heals itself and they don't actually need to be paying big pharma.
The Band-Aid industry is down 4,000%.
They're not feeding the world.
Under Biden, 4,000%.
Does Band-Aid feed the world? Anyway, no.
Oh, very good.
Next up, this from Mumford & Sons. Be a rubber band man, make the water your bones. And Hozier, of course, rubber bands.
Okay.
Maybe people are tying things up with string now instead.
No one's buying rubber bands
They don't
anymore.
Like the flick of the rubber band. It can hurt your hand. Addison Rae.
So And my sister is looking for headphones.
And
for
they're
Christmas.
Bringing out a new upgrade of AirPods constantly, and they want us to buy them all. Of course, we had this massive one from Tate McRae. less likely to nip out and buy it.
Nobody
but you know,
Ferraris anymore.
You bought a car this year. Was it sporty?
It was sporty.
Kind of. Yeah.
It was only because of that Tate McRae song.
Exactly. And you drive around. I see you going, I think I know. In the jewellery section, of course, we have this from Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, of course.
Honestly, hello. And then finally, a bit closer to home, a double whammy from our very own Kingfisher. Singing diamonds
and roses. Ah, Kingfisher, not
He's
you
He's hitting
too.
Us with both. So we're getting the diamond industry sales from Ray and from Kingfisher. Yeah. And they're throwing in a few flowers as well, because no one's going to the flower ladies on Grafton Street anymore.
No.
There you go.
That's honestly incredible. Very,
Thank
very
you.
Interesting. Thank and you I think you're onto something.
I think so too. Stop trying to sell golden. I'm not buying any gold. 1038. Dublin.
On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. I like where
this is going. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it. Let's go!
Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past eight. On Thursday, you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just myself and Fiona this morning.
It's just us. It's just the girls.
It's just the girls.
I've just seen something that's so you-coded, Dave.
Oh, go on.
Obviously, I'm getting served a lot of baby content at the moment on Instagram. A lot of, like, baby announcements. A lot of, like, how you reveal you're pregnant and say, like, little one arrived and blah, blah, blah.
You did it definitely in a different way. You said it on the radio.
I said it on the radio. And if you don't have a radio show, you shouldn't get pregnant. Okay? So there's this baby and she's kind of blurry in the background, and her birth details, like her name, the time she was born, her weight and everything, is like embossed onto the bottom of a golf club.
Oh my God.
And it's just like popped up at the top. And that's how
Show
it says.
Me the golf club.
Here you go.
So it's, oh my God. So the golf club is beside the baby in
yeah.
the crib. And it's just engraved onto the...
Yeah, and it says her name and her weight and her date and all. And it's... I mean, this was misogynist of me. I was like, why is her dad shoving the bleeding golf club into the picture? But the description actually says it's her very first golf club. So she'll be playing with that in a
very
while.
Very good, yeah. I don't think the mom is doing that. Even if the mom is into golf, I don't think they're engraving.
I'd be like, right, okay, let's get this golf club ready. You're packing your hospital bag. Do I have nappies? Do I have baby
girls?
Do I have the golf club?
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky. Hey, all right. If you haven't heard this, this is our brand new game called the Tricky 10. And you could win a money can't buy prize. It's pretty simple. And it's pretty fun as well. On to play this morning is Jack. What are you up to, Jack?
I just sent the kids off to school. We carpool on the school run, so it's not my turn today. So just on that now. Got my first cup of coffee, and I'm just sitting down ready.
Wow, I feel like you're about to read us some very serious headlines, and also that you're in 1956. Yeah. That voice is incredible.
It is
honestly.
Very good. You should be doing voiceovers. What do you do for work?
I work in tech sales. I lead teams in tech sales.
Oh my God, I'd say people buy anything off
I
you.
I would totally buy anything off you, Jack. I really, really would.
Oh, you're good. You're my kind of customer. Thank you.
Yeah. I hope you're getting a nice little commission bonus now coming into the Christmas, because I'm sure you're...
We'll be doing all right. I think we'll be doing okay.
Good. Well deserved.
You're going to have to do that thing, Jack, where you call clients back in January. You said to call you in the new year.
First of Jan, 8 a.m.
Just circling back on that there. How are you? All right, Jack. Well, the one thing that all your money in the world cannot buy, unfortunately, is a fuzzy charge snoozy. This is only something you can win by topping the leaderboard on the Tricky 10. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock. I'm going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. And will only be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, what I'd recommend you do is give it a guess at some point anyway, do you know? You top the leaderboard at the end of the week, which is tomorrow, you'll win that brand new fuzzy charge to do Get Cozy this winter. Top of the leaderboard is Bella at the moment with a score of 6 in 55 seconds. Do you think you can do that, Jack?
Look, it's different under the bright light.
It is.
But,
it
certainly, Sitting in the car, a good day is 8, a bad day is 5 or 6. We'll see how we go. Okay.
Well, even if we get you on your bad day, by the sounds of it, you'll still be in the race this week. So we're rooting
maybe
for you, John.
But the odd exceptional day where it goes pear-shaped, we'll see how we go.
I know, but you're being vulnerable with us, and that's what we really appreciate here at
Pacific. I think that's what you have to do, right? You've got to be honest. You've got to say, hey, this is what I think I can do, and let's see where the chips fall.
Jack, I think so, John.
I feel the questions are going to suit you.
I hope so.
I think you're going to be all good. Jack, the best of luck. Fiona's going to ask her questions. She's going to count you in. So the very best of luck.
All right, Jack, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. How many French hens were there in the 12 Days of Christmas song?
3.
Dave Tennant was number what actor to play the Doctor in Doctor Who?
7.
Complete the name of the George Orwell book, 1980 what?
4.
How many countries does Germany border?
I'm going to say 3.
Ed Sheeran's 2019 album had what number in the title?
1.
The name of the robot in the 1986 film Short Circuit was Johnny what?
Oh my goodness. Johnny 9?
Oris Anuktoron is located in which Dublin postal district?
Oh, tell me it's 7.
What number is hidden in the word gone?
1.
How many Premier League points do Wolves have this season?
2.
Okay.
Well, we'll give you the 2 on that last one there. Yeah?
Surely we will.
All right, Jack, how do you think you got on?
Oh, shocker. Some of those questions, the robot one, how many questions does Germany border? I don't know. I thought they were tough questions.
I think feedback is welcome for the questions at the moment, Jack. And we are reporting that live to producer Kat.
Yeah, a few tricky ones there this morning. Definitely not a good one for me.
Today
this is
as
the
well.
Tricky 10. Let's see how you got on, Jack.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh, a score of 4. Do you know what? They were tough
questions.
They were really tough.
I thought they were tough.
I don't envy on these questions, to be honest.
What is Short Circuit?
It is just look at the draw.
Film was a massive part of my childhood, Johnny 5.
Okay, keyword, your childhood.
No, it's not part of anyone else's childhood.
I have never heard of that in my life.
Let's have a look and see what you got wrong, Jack. David Tennant was what number actor to play the Doctor in Doctor Who? That is a 10. You said 7 on that one.
That's a tough one as well.
It is. How many countries does Germany border? Will you believe it's actually 9? You said 3. It is Denmark, Poland, Czech Republic, Austria, Switzerland, France, Luxembourg, Belgium, and the Netherlands.
Wow.
Should have gone for a bigger number, but that's another tough question. Thinking quickly, had to throw one
that
out.
That one is
but
a tough one. That was
I would have said the same, probably right 3 or 4. Ed Sheeran's 2019 album, how what number in the title? The answer was 6. You said 1. Name of the robot in the 1986 film Short Circuit was Johnny 5. You said 9. Oris Anuktoron is located in actually Dublin 8. You said Dublin 7. And the rest you got right. So Jack, not too bad, but unfortunately that's Fuzzy Charles Snooty. You'll have to come back in the new year. We'll have to circle back on that to win that now in the new
year. Just to piggyback.
My life's ambition continues.
Yes, exactly.
I would say come back and try again.
Jack, thank you so much. And it was an absolute pleasure talking to you. Have a fantastic Christmas.
Thanks a million, Jack.
And you. Have a great day. Great show. Thank you. Happy Christmas.
Thank you. Have a great Christmas.
I love Jack.
I love a compliment.
The feedback is in on the questions.
I'd say it is.
And it's not good on my behalf today. Alan has said the hardest 10 ever.
They were really
I agree.
Who did those questions? That is from Jade. It was me. I will hold my... Do you know what? I'll hold my hands up and I will say... Really, the only tough one out of those ones that we asked today was the Germany one.
David Tennant, I thought, was really, really tough.
Really tough. That robot...
Germany
thing.
Border wouldn't have had a clue.
Well, Laura's just messaged saying, just tuned into the Tricky 10 and holy God, Johnny 5 is alive. Major childhood memories. I just want to put it out there because you two in studio looked at me like, what the hell is this film?
I've never
Johnny
heard of it.
5 in Short Circuit.
No.
It was a film in the 80s that I remember it was a big part in the 90s. It was on the TV in the UK a lot. I don't know if it would have been in here. So 087.
We didn't have TVs yet.
Just the one channel. 087 711 1038. out really quickly. Short Circuit, Johnny Five. Surely you remember that film. Short
Circuit. I don't know about that.
Johnny Five was the robot.
Johnny Five was the robot. I've just looked at
it and it doesn't even unlock any memories.
No, all I can think of is Johnny English when I think of something like that.
It looks like the clip. Do you remember that?
The Clip It.
Clippy in Word Art.
Oh my God, love that guy.
Yeah, we'll get Jack on in the new year and I'll give him some easier questions.
Give him some reasonable questions for a human man.
I'd imagine Callum's probably having the sweats right now, so I'd imagine tomorrow's questions would be a little bit easier.
I'd
recommend being our final player of the Tricky 10 tomorrow. All you got to do is WhatsApp us the word tricky right now to 087-711-1038. Come on and play. Top that leaderboard and win that fuzzy charge nudie, the final one to give away in 2024.
You can do the questions tomorrow, Fiona.
I will. Okay.
Yesterday on the show, our very own Emma Nolan brought to you a story about how she, when she was 22, she wrote down some thoughts about being 22.
Mm-hmm. In her notes app.
And she found it only very recently. Obviously, that was nearly 10 years ago, or probably was about 10 years ago. And she had kind of written some cringy things like, you know, oh, what are colour catchers? Why do we have to meet for a coffee? Why can't we just go for a drink? I hate, basically, the whole premise was of being grown up.
Being grown up sucks.
That was cringe. I hated it. And Emma started slagging me. She said, you write a diary every night. And I said, you know what? You're right. I do write a diary entry night. Because in 2020, I said, I'd like to look back on my life when I'm older and see what I did on certain days.
Yeah.
And so I started writing a diary entry every single night.
That's so good. And you've stuck to it.
And I've stuck to it. It's just one of those things. It's good to get things out of your brain.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Emma Nolan is absolutely correct. It's garbage. I went back and had a look. And now I don't have a look from when I was 22 like Emma had hers, but I do have from when I was 25.
That's not far off.
There are a couple of entries in that I was just like, why did I feel the need to write this? Because it's really, really boring. My diary entries weren't massively like, oh, dear diary, I'm feeling like this. It's more like, this is what I did today.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wrote some things down and my God, are they cringe.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for this.
January 18th. This is all in 2020. January 18th.
To be fair, it was a panto.
It was.
It would be boring.
But it wasn't in January 18th. No.
Oh, yeah.
Today I woke up after one of the best sleeps ever. Oh. Like, oh my God.
Boring.
I woke up around 10 to 9 and I was like, oh God, I've only got 10 minutes to get into work. I'm going to be so late. Then I was like, oh no, wait, I think it's Sunday. But then I realised it's actually Saturday. So a pretty fantastic way to start the day. Went back to sleep and woke up about 1.
Wow.
That was diary entry number 1.
Oh my God, that is a juicy one.
It's a gem, I think.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the biopic.
That will be on the trailer.
Dave's diary. The 14th of November 2020, I just picked random days, had a look. And I wrote, I watched Netflix and played PlayStation 4. I went and chilled in my room. Also, by the way, just a side note, whenever I say the word she, that is about my ex, who I lived with at the time.
Ooh.
I watched Netflix and played PlayStation 4. I went and chilled in my room while she chatted on the phone with her mom. And then I came down and we ordered pizza. I went to collect it. We got pepperoni pizza. She got sticky toffee pudding. I got chocolate milkshake.
Sorry, that sounds incredible.
I came home, we ate, we watched Black Mirror, the one with the fella in the army killing the roaches. She did not enjoy. We then stuck on Four Christmases, which was funny. My first Christmas movie of the year.
Aww.
We then watched the Black Museum episode of Black Mirror. And then I watched the Alan Partridge movie and went to bed.
Wow.
I watched a lot of telly.
That's a lot of telly for a little fella.
On the August 4th of 2020. Again, like, I have to give it to Emma, she's right. I'm not really a writer. These are terrible. Long day. Woke up to the plumber coming into the house to fix the showers and the walls. So I had to be up around 8 a.m, which was grim.
8 a.m. Little did you know.
8 a.m.
Be delighted
if
with
I
that wake up.
I slept until 8 a.m. now. Oh my God, I'd be the happiest person in the world. Went into work, did the usual, no other crack at all. Came home for lunch and basically the plumber said the pipes were fine, but leaks were coming from the actual shower tiles, so they need to be replaced. I don't fully understand what he's talking about.
Hey, it's hard.
It's tough.
The tiles are leaking. Come on.
The 19th of August, apparently there was a storm. Oh, also, it's Storm Ellen, I wrote, which is supposed to be the worst storm in years. Now, as I write this, I'm listening to the wind outside. It's loud and all, but not major. Love listening to it while in bed. Speaking of which, Mam and Dad and the fam are gone camping today in Sligo. Guaranteed one of them will sleep in the car. Hopefully they'll be okay anyway.
Wow, that's a slow news day. You're writing in your diary about a camping trip that you're not on.
And then I wrote, they're fixing the road outside. That's a pain.
No! Oh my God. Well done for sharing that.
Thank you.
That was awful.
It's the girly quiz. Make a
ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh, welcome in. It is the last girly quiz of the year. You know how it works at this stage. Every Thursday, we test Dave on all things girly, health, beauty, fashion, his beloved body parts, and so much more. Each week, Dave has had to answer three questions correct in order to win the week. That's how it works. And so far in 2025, he's had 22 wins and 20 losses.
Come on.
Now, as it's the last one of the year, every question this week counts to Dave's yearly score. So, Dave, if you get a question correct, that adds to this year's wins.
Right.
And if you get a question wrong, that adds to your yearly losses.
So I could potentially go out with 25 wins and 20 losses. Watch me storm this.
Yeah, interesting that you think that's going to happen. But whatever way the wind blows, literally everything is to play for. So as per, you have your two lifelines. You've got your Simplify. We'll make one question easier for you. And we've got your phone a female. Yeah. That is a phone a friend. On to play this morning, it's Steph.
Morning, Steph. How are you?
Morning, good, how are you?
We're not too bad. Steph, right, you know my question. What is the girly kind of area that you are best known for? When thinking, people think Steph, they go, oh, Steph is class at beauty, health, body parts.
I have a wide variety. Oh, body parts, maybe.
You got body parts? That sounds good to me. A Jackie of all trades.
That might come up.
Yeah,
the Steph. Body parts might come up, to be fair.
Do you have two helpers with you, Steph?
I do indeed. We have the two elves in the car.
Robert and Frankie, is it? Hello, how are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Robert and Frankie.
Stephanie, are they aware of the girly quiz that sometimes it can go to, you know, a little bit of risky areas, and that's okay with
we
you?
We have cringed. We cringed on many mornings throughout the year together, guys.
If this show does one thing, I hope it's make people
makes
cringe.
Makes people cringe. So, Steph, you're ready in to like have it. You're ready to have any adult conversations needed to be had with the boys. So please don't you change the channel, because we really need you at the moment. But if there's any conversations that you're maybe not willing to have with little people in the car, just have the hand gently hovering over the dial, just to be safe. All right.
Here we go.
A little less conversation, a little more action. Dave.
All right.
Dave, question number one on the girly quiz, where it's all to play for. We all know that UTIs can be painful. But what does UTI stand for?
Crap. Do you know what I was so excited for? I was going to be like, cranberry juice. I was like, yeah, cranberry juice. UTI. A UT, as some people would call it. I am known to be UTI. I've had them before. Very painful scenario to go through. Under the index.
What?
I'm just
oh, sorry.
Random words that begin with UTI.
Shut up. But yeah, it could be that, yeah.
It's something infection. It's something infection. A UTI. I'd just be like, I have a UTI, like. I'm going to go something a bit bizarre. I'm going to 50-50 it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So if you can enter simplify mode there.
We do have a simplify mode for this question. All right. We all know that UTIs can be painful, but what does UTI stand for? Is it A, urinary tract infection, or is it B, uterus temperature irregularity?
Uterus temperature irregularity. The only reason I don't think it's that is because I've had them. I don't think I have a uterus. Or is it a womb I don't have?
I don't know. I thought you liked body parts. Thought you might know this one.
Yeah, let's go. What was the temperature one?
Uterus temperature irregularity.
Irregularity, that sounds good. And what was the first one?
Urinary tract infection.
What is a tract?
I'm not here to help you. I'm just here to write the questions.
I don't think a tract is a thing. Let's go with the temperature one.
Okay. All right, final answer?
Yeah.
Oh! Absolutely not. You big idiot. You've had one and all.
So what is it?
Urinary
temperature.
Tract infection. Uterus urinary temperature.
Okay, go on.
The correct answer is urinary tract infection.
What's a tract?
I guess the tract is the bit where the pee comes out.
Oh, I didn't know that men could get them.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I haven't had them.
No,
then.
No, men can get them.
Can they?
But it's kind of gas.
Is it?
Because it's like, that's for girls.
Oh, shut up.
But men do get UTIs and they're very painful and they're in bits, but it does not stand for uterus temperature irregularity.
Okay. Scores on the doors. 22 wins, 21 losses.
Okay.
People messaging, screaming at the radio.
That's all right.
I'd say they are. That would have been one I would have thought you would have got.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty easy, but that's okay. We move on to question number two. Okay, Dave. Milk and carrots are treats.
For Santa. Fine, lads.
They are treats left out for Santa and his reindeer. But how can milk and carrots be used in skincare?
What?
In fairness, when she sent me this question today, I was like, this is
I wanted
evil.
To do a Christmas-themed one.
Steph said she's good at body parts. I don't know if this falls under body parts. So, Steph, if you're okay... Oh, no, I need to do something, though. I need to...
They're separate. You don't mix them together. How can milk be used in skincare? And how can carrots help skincare?
And we're looking for both options.
Okay. Do you know what, Steph? I'm gonna leave you to question three just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case, right? I'm going to add a bit of jeopardy to the thing. Okay, carrots can help you see better. You don't accept that as an answer.
No, this is about your skin.
Okay, maybe the carrots are good for your eyes, maybe good for your eyelids, maybe. And milk would be good for your bones, which is good for... Do you know, like the cheekbones?
Yeah. No, I like the way you're thinking.
Okay. So carrots. Okay, here's my answer. So they're two separate things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carrots help with one thing. Milk can help with another.
I think this is a stupid Fiona question. Sorry, no offense.
No, so it's fine. None taken.
There's a reason I'm not going to go to Steph, and I think it's just a Fiona thing. So Fiona's looking for one answer, right? I'm going to go, carrots are good for the... skin tone.
Okay.
Make you look less pale. And milk, I'm going to say, is good for the structure of your cheekbones. Final answer.
Oh, they're very specific, very interesting answers. And they're both wrong.
No!
No, you're an idiot.
That's a Fiona question.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I've actually talked about carrots and skincare on the show before, but you don't listen to me. Carrots contain... Not really. Carrots contain vitamin A.
The carrots one, kinda.
That's actually been trending on TikTok this year. It's been like an eat your skincare kind of thing.
Right.
Carrots contain vitamin A. They can promote skin elasticity. They can make your skin smoother, firmer, and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Milk can be used as a cleanser, a toner, in a homemade face mask. You can put it in a milk bath, although those with dairy allergies should be cautious.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Don't be bathing in milk now if you're lactose intolerant.
Hold on. Scores?
The scores we have 22-22.
That's not fair.
And we move on to the third and final question.
Yes. And I am welcoming feedback on the milk and carrots question, but it's hard to come up with a Christmas-themed girly
now,
quiz
this
question.
This is why I saved my phone a few minutes.
I think it's good that you saved it for this. Okay, all right, Dave. Final question on this whopper edition of the girly quiz. Which female organ is shaped like a wishbone?
Which female organ is shaped like a wishbone?
Uh-huh.
I would have said the funny bone.
Right.
But I haven't a clue. The organ. So, thank God, and I swear I didn't know this. I swear. But that's a body part.
It is a body part. It's written in the stars.
Hey, I'm going to call my body part girl.
That's what they call her.
And that's Steph. Steph, good morning. How are you? I'm so sorry to have kept you on the phone for so long.
Oh, you're okay. Oh, that's all right.
I thought she'd hung up. All right, Steph. I have to win the year. And it's down to you to help me win 2025.
This.
And I need you to tell me what organ is in the shape of... a wishbone.
Is it the uterus?
The uterus. How sure are you, Steph?
I'm like 50% is the uterus or the cervix.
The uterus or the cervix? I'm going.
The cervix is in the uterus, so is it the uterus? It's the uterus.
Okay, the uterus.
Oh, God.
Final answer. To win 2025.
It's the uterus. It's definitely the uterus. The uterus. The uterus. Go uterus. 100%.
I will go with uterus. Final answer.
Uterus, final answer.
In the shape of a wishbone.
David Hammond, Steph.
Come on.
Robert and Frankie. That is incorrect.
No!
Steph! I'm so sorry. I wanted to like subliminally communicate with Steph to be like, it's something around that area.
I have just lost 2025. Are you having a laugh?
It's a word. It's a word I'm so excited to say on the radio. The female organ which is shaped like a wishbone is the clitoris.
No, is it?
It is.
I'm so sorry for you to say, for you to hear that.
My lovely 11-year-old said he was going to say that.
No way. Hey, Robert and or Frankie, if you know what that is, you're going to do well in life.
Oh my God. Shut up. Stop talking to the children. Steph, listen, you didn't help me win the year, but you would have won yourself a 50-euro Just Eat voucher. So enjoy that.
Well done, guys.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye.
Wow. Oh my God.
That was a huge success for me.
I have never in my life had three wrong.
That was bad.
They were tough questions, man.
Yeah. What was your least fave?
I don't know. When the 11-year-old said clitoris, I wasn't a big fan
that
of
was
that.
A tough time
the
for us all.
The girly quiz returns in 2026. I am coming back with a vengeance.
Let's see.
Don't say goodnight. MK, come find me. Spin 103.8. I have just lost the thing we do every week, the girly quiz for 2025. Yeah. I am inconsolable. I've just had my face in my hands for the last 3 minutes.
Come find your dignity. Am I right? Has MK got hold of that? Clementine Douglas, perhaps?
Douglas. Talk about hitting a guy when he's down, like.
But that's what it's all about. It's about keeping you humble and you, when you think you have learned something, us pulling that all back.
I don't like...
That's the motto. I wasn't here when the girly quiz started, but that's the motto that I've put onto it. That's okay. The mission statement.
Listen, I'm coming back with a vengeance in 2026. I'm
we'll
going to storm the hell out of that. We're talking tactics. We're talking decent plants that are my phone of females who actually know the answer. It's going to be a good one. 2026 girly quiz returns.
Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. It's coming up to 9:05 on Thursday. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, just myself and Fiona. Hopefully Emma will be back tomorrow, but that may be the last we see of her in 2025.
You just wouldn't know. You don't know how the, as she called it yesterday, the lurgy, will take you. But we hope she's okay and resting up and feeling well. I was sitting on the couch last night, as I tend to do. And you know sometimes when a TV show comes on and you just can't be arsed to change it, so you just kind of start watching.
That's honestly how I get to watch any soap. If the TV remote is too far away, I'm like, all right, I guess I'm watching Carrie.
The show in question was EastEnders.
Was it?
And I do like throwing an eye over it recently because everyone from the back in the day is back.
Okay.
You know, Ian, all these people who I'm like, God, people left and came back. I think Janine, all sorts are back. And Kat and Alfie are two people who've been back a while.
All the names sound familiar. Wouldn't have
Kat it. Slater, Alfie Moon.
Yeah, again,
Kat,
they all sound familiar. Just know
Kat, like, always wore the leopard print. Right. Like, you're not my mother. Yes, I am. That's her, isn't it?
Anyway, you're not my mother.
Yes, I am. She was, interestingly, my hair inspiration when I was 14.
What is it?
She used to have this, like, spiky bob.
What's her name?
Kat Slater. Obviously it would never work in my hair. But I was thinking last night, like just whatever bit I tune into, her and Alfie, Kat's saying, I have to stick around for my daughter. And he's saying, oh, we could just get out of here. We could leave and go. And I'm like, in the many years that I've dipped in and out of EastEnders, these two are always trying to hatch a plan to just get out and go.
What, as in they, like leave the area?
Yeah, they always have to leave. They've always got something they're running from. And I'm like, I don't know. Like maybe if someone has consistently watched through the years, you can let me know just how many times Kat and Alfie have had to hatch a plan to run away.
Is it but like I'm Serena like, Vanderwoods and be like,
I gotta go.
I gotta go.
They gotta go.
I love it. Okay, so it's kind of like every time they say London, they go, London?
London? And well, they're in London, like, obviously, because they're in London, Albert Square.
Okay.
But it's a bit like that. Yeah, it's like, we got to get out of here. Pack the bags. Yeah. Let's go, you and me.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
I did something last night that's just something easy that you can do to improve your mental health. Something that if you're having... not necessarily having a bad night, but if you're like, I just want to up the ante a little bit, and
put up a dartboard.
That would have been a good idea.
Mental health would be really important.
Put up a dartboard in my house. That's interesting, but that is something that you'd have to go out and purchase. This involved no exchanging legal tender of any kind.
Okay.
A lot of people will know about this Holy Trinity. It's having a full body shower, which means you wash your hair and do all that stuff as well, and you wash your body.
An everything shower, if you will.
An everything shower. You change your bed sheets, okay, and you put on fresh pajamas.
Okay.
It sounds simple, but when the three go together, it's like when fire needs oxygen and something else to start.
Yes.
It's like, you know, these three things together are powerful.
What is it that fire needs to start?
Oxygen and... vibe.
Vibe. And a match.
And that's when that fire starts to burn. Oh yeah, fuel source. Yeah. I did do my fire safety last week. And if anyone from HR is listening, I will be first in line to use the fire extinguisher because I know how to fix things.
Great.
But it's just like, if you took one of these things away, it's like the fire would stop if you took away the fuel or the oxygen. If you change your sheets, put on fresh pajamas, but didn't have a shower... that's crap.
Okay, I'm with
you. If you had a full body shower, got into fresh PJs, but you're in your old sheets, mm-hmm. it's just not good.
Right.
And it just kind of had me thinking of things that are... I know three is the magic number. We all say it. But like, just things that are better when you do them in a trio. Like cleansing, toning, and moisturizing. If you skip one, it's crap.
Okay.
You don't feel clean. At the cinema, popcorn... Minstrels or Maltesers and your drink.
Ah, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you see, you get an extra treat in like a Maltesers or a Minstrels.
I do.
Just get the popcorn in the
would drink. You? Yeah. Okay. So your fire would be out.
Yeah, I'd be. Two is my magic number.
Two is your magic number. That's interesting. A walk, a pastry, and a coffee.
Yeah, don't drink coffee, so I just do the walk and the pastry.
What about a hot chocolate?
No,
or what about a fizzy?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow, okay, so this is like two versus three.
Yeah.
This is really...
I was just thinking, I was like, I know what you're talking about in terms of like that feeling. And all I could think of was new socks and new jocks.
New socks and new jocks is good.
No, I've no third one. So for two for me is my...
Fresh tea?
Fresh tea. Sure.
A vest? Do you wear an undershirt?
Dave? I don't wear an undershirt.
Okay, so you're more of a duo.
Yeah.
I need three of things.
Yeah,
I'm consumerism gone crazy. Corey, Emmerdale, Andy Sanders.
Yeah,
all do you know three what I mean? Which, yeah. You have to watch them all. But if I'm being completely honest, I would be less up to date with the lore of Emmerdale. So maybe that is a duo.
You're a two for the soaps.
I'm a duo for the. Yeah, that's honestly. I don't know. I've just kind of. Feel like three. Things need to be three.
But that is a thing. Like, people do have a number that they... like, I remember, like, years ago, one of my friends asked me, like, what's your number? What's your, like, special number? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, things in your life happen in whatever. And I was like, oh, it's always two.
Twos?
Yeah.
Two. Like a couple. You're like a lobster. You mate for life. You wouldn't be introcing a third into the party.
Oh, no, not for me.
Me neither, for the record. Just a third set of bed sheets.
Christmas. Ever heard of it?
I think so. I think that's on the up.
And around Christmas time, they do these things called Christmas films.
They do.
And there's a lot of them out there. But there are three fantastic ones that I love.
Okay.
And I have found some fun facts about those Christmas movies and their fan favourite Christmas movies as well.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think you're going to enjoy them. So the three movies in question are Elf.
Right.
The Santa Claus.
Of course.
And the Polar Express.
Never seen it, don't care.
Do not.
I've never seen the Polar Express.
All right, well, I'm going
to
tell you...
doesn't appeal to me, but I'm interested in the facts.
I'm going to tell you some fun facts about the movies that I saw on Instagram or on TikTok and have not verified, but...
they're the best kind.
Yeah.
No more research needed to be done.
It's only now I realise I haven't fact checked these.
You're like, these could be wrong. Which is the best kind of fact.
Here's some statements about movies that could or could not be true.
Citation needed.
So let's start with Elf.
Please really text in if these are wrong. Please text in immediately.
Do you know Jon Favreau? He's like a director. He's also an actor. He's been in many things. He played the doctor in Elf.
Oh,
do you know,
yeah.
When Buddy the Elf goes and he eats all the cotton buds.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The doctor is Jon Favreau.
Oh, cool.
He's actually the director of Elf.
Oh.
And he didn't just play the doctor in Elf. He played one other character.
No way.
And it's the character that says, "Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad."
What? That's iconic.
That's a stim for me. I say that all the time. "Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad."
So that's someone who can't relinquish control.
True.
You're all just do
I'll
it.
I'll do it.
It's like the actor's here. He's done makeup. He's ready to go.
I'll be this one and the whale.
Yeah, we actually got a hired doctor professional for this. No, I'll do it.
Do you remember the scene where Will Ferrell, as in Buddy the Elf, is going around New York City and he thinks he sees Santa of this old man in a red jumpsuit?
Yes.
Like his red running
yes.
suit? Okay,
yeah.
So basically, they were just told, as in Buddy the Elf was just told, go into New York City and just run amok. And we'll film it. So
that's
that
fun.
Person, that guy who ran up to him was like, "Not Santa." That's actually a man. That's just
real.
A normal person.
He was just really on a run.
Wearing a red running suit.
That's the kind of fact I love, because that's when you capture those real moments.
Yeah.
And that's cinema magic to me.
We move on to The Santa Claus. Tim Allen, fantastic movie. Callum?
Sorry, I'm just fact checking these things live as well.
Are they all incorrect?
All legit.
Oh, great.
That's boring.
I'll go slower so you can continue to fact check, please. The Santa Claus.
Love it.
It was originally written as a dark comedy.
Okay.
Scott Calvin killed Santa Claus on purpose.
Well, it's not far off. Like, if you watch that back, it does have kind of dark undertones.
He didn't. Yeah, it is of undertones, but he didn't mean to kill him.
No, it was an accident, which is fine in a court of law.
So that was the Santa Claus. I also have one more fun fact on the Santa Claus. Tim Allen was Disney's first choice to play Santa since Home Improvement was the number one show in America. He apparently was on that.
Yeah.
But the studio hesitated because of his stand-up comedy being a bit too risque.
Oh.
And he wasn't very family Christmas after getting arrested.
Come on, you're allowed to get arrested once around Christmas for a treat.
So those are the Santa Claus.
That is interesting.
They are both legit.
Yes!
I have heard stuff about Tim Allen recently that I'm like,
Oh no.
I don't know about you ho-ho-hoing all your way down the chimney.
Interesting.
But very good.
And then finally, on the movie that you don't like and haven't seen.
Okay.
The Polar Express. Production budget of $165 million.
Whoa.
And it made $300 million worldwide.
Whoa.
And also, the Polar Express helped pioneer full performance capture, recording facial expressions and body movements at the same time. So basically, even though it's animated, they made Tom Hanks do the movements.
Yeah, it was weird. I know, I don't even need to fact check this because I know that that's legit. Because it's the animation is like, it looks animated, but it also looks very realistic.
So did he have to like wear the green suit kind
he
of
did,
thing?
Yeah, like the blue cap balls. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
He later said the process was more exhausting than live action acting.
Oh, wow.
That was filmed in 2004 as well.
Tom, which is crazy.
That was kind of the start of it. So if there's one of the movies, Elf, The Santa Claus or The Polar Express, what do you want to hear more facts
about? Ooh, I think my favourite facts were from Elf. So let's go with that.
Elf, there's some more facts about Elf. Is when they were out and about in New York City, a lot of people recognised Will Ferrell and people kept crashing because they would see Will Ferrell out on the street. They'd be like, what the hell? That's Will Ferrell dressed as an elf.
I'm walking here. The rubbernecking.
The fight scene, by the way, these fun facts, you really need to know the movie.
Yes. Otherwise.
The fight scene in Elf where they're in gimbals and they break up the Lego set of New York.
Yeah, iconic.
They did that in one take because they had to obviously make the Lego of the building and stuff like that.
Oh my God, of course.
And when he gets kicked out of gimbals by the security guards, the security guard on the right is Will Ferrell's brother.
No way!
There you go.
I love that.
Yeah, so those are my fun facts about Christmas movies, which all so far have been correct apart from, are you checking the brother one?
Yes. That one is legit. The other one before was legit. The one with the crashing in New York City, can't find the source for.
I'd say that would have been a hard one to verify.
That one is all right.
I'm happy with not being able to find the source.
Yeah,
that was really good. Because if you crash, people would be like, prove it, because they're embarrassed.
Exactly. Yeah. So those are your Christmas movie fun facts.
Thank you, David.
Nathan Daw, Hold On. This is Spin. Good morning. Very exciting. We get to play 1 second at the cinema.
Oh, I haven't done this in a while now.
Who in this room has chosen the movie this week? It was
not
Callum.
It.
All right, okay, it was producer Callum. So basically, if you've never heard of 1 second at the cinema, this is where we give you literally a 1 second clip of a movie and you have to guess what the movie is.
Yes, it sounds impossible, but people do it every week.
They do, in fairness.
Every single
week. If they
week.
Do, they win IMC Cinema Passes. It's a fun game.
And it's very contentious here in studio because we get to deeply insult each other's movie taste.
Now,
if you're the person who brings a movie and listeners struggle to get it, it's punishable by death.
I want to say that 2024, I was really good at this game. For some reason, 2025, every movie that's been brought to me haven't had a Scooby.
Yeah, there's been some hard ones. See, that Emma picked a lot of the films this year towards
true.
The end, and there's just ones that you haven't seen.
So, without further ado, will we have a listen to today's movie clip, which me and Fiona, hand to God, haven't a clue of.
I don't
do
know.
Do not
it.
Know. Well, I might when I play the thing. So today's clip, if you know, it's just cinema and a WhatsApp to 087 711 103. Just the word cinema will do. Here we go.
Ooh.
That was a long clip, I thought. I haven't a breeze.
Sounds violent.
It does. Yeah.
No, of course. I can tell it's like something to do with a reindeer and I can hear the sleigh bells.
Is that what it is? Have a listen. it's... Yeah, yeah. Hold on.
I don't know what, though.
I'm going to guess one and I'm going to show it up to Callum. It's the bottom on my sheet there.
No.
Is it not that?
No.
That would be very specific.
I thought it was the Santa Claus 2.
Okay, that's quite precise.
You remember those reindeer in the Santa Claus 2?
Was Santa Claus 2 when Charlie got on the naughty list? Or was that 3? Okay,
it was
very
number
good.
2. Have a listen. All right. I haven't an absolute breeze. It sounds like a horse to me more than a reindeer. But if you think you know, cinema and a WhatsApp right now to 087 711 1038. And come on and have a guess and win some cinema passes. One more time.
Can we please verify no one was harmed in the making of that?
All right, we are knee deep into 1 second in cinema, the final one for 2025, and it's been doing my head in. This is basically where we give you 1 second of a movie clip, and you have to tell us the entire movie within that 1 second of the clip.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's done.
But it is done every single time. I don't know how. So this is the one in question today. I haven't a breeze.
It's torturous and it feels longer than a second, but maybe that's just because of the content of it.
Maybe.
That's quite difficult.
Celine thinks she knows. How are you, Celine?
All good.
Good. Celine, do you have a guess for us? Because this is the clip in question. It sounds horrendous.
It really does.
I don't want to listen to it anymore. So
no,
I'm really
getting
hoping
upset.
You have the correct guess. What have you got for us?
Is it Elliot?
Elliot? In E.T., is it?
No, there's a Christmas film called Elliot, but it's all about reindeers.
Oh,
it's all about reindeers.
Interesting.
Is it Elliot?
No. But that's a good guess, because I think this person who's struggling is definitely a reindeer. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Celine, thanks so much for playing. Have a great
day. Thanks, Celine. Have
no
a good
problem,
one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, one more time. Let's go again. This is the clip. All right, Shannon, what's that from?
All good.
Oh, sorry, that was Selena. Shannon's over here. How are you, Shannon? What's that from, Shannon?
It's from Liar Liar.
Liar Liar. Callum?
It isn't.
Is it not?
Oh, come on.
But just who is the actor in that film?
Jim Carrey.
Oh my God, is it the Grinch?
Shannon, do you want to put another guess in? Maybe what Dave just said.
Yeah, the Grinch.
Shall we find out if it's correct?
Have a listen to see if it's correct.
No, you're
dead. Oh, it just gets worse.
Run for your life before I kill again.
Oh my God, Shannon, I'm so sorry you had to go through with that with us.
Just the Grinch having a normal one.
Congratulations, Shannon, you've won yourself some IFC Cinema Passes.
Well done,
thanks so much.
Have
Merry
a great
Christmas.
Day. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh my God. What a horrendous clip to get.
Truly.
You've got to make it tricky. You can't just go, well, I'm in self-pity.
Yeah, true.
Well,
it's been a really big year for the Grinch. I feel like there's a lot of Grinch love this year. People are really loving, what's her name? Martha May.
And like, has the best lights.
And there it's saying she has the best fits. And they're saying she would have known the best gay bars in Hootown.
She definitely
in Whoville.
Fine, I'll do it. Stop asking me. My God.
4:30? Wall of shelf pretty. 5:00, stare into the abyss. 5:30, jazz aside. 6:30, dance dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. I'm booked.
You're welcome. Miles Smith.
Merry Christmas.
On spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to the most important part of the show, the part where I get to talk about whatever I want. Obviously, Dave, this Christmas, well, you kind of gave up on it, but you were sampling the Christmas sandwiches and then you realised I don't actually like them.
I was doing, I did three and I just realised cranberry sauce is not nice and it's on everything.
It is.
It just makes it too sweet and I'm just done with it.
Yeah, so that's fine. That's fair. And you bowed out. I didn't realise this was a thing. I'm obviously very behind the curve. Christmas spice bag.
What?
I've counted like 5 of them with a quick Google.
Everything immediately.
So first there's the big one, which is that Summer Inn, which is a real viral online spice bag place. They've got, it's in real life. The spice bag is physical, but just like their videos do well online. It's like...
That's a Conor Ryan second home.
Conor Ryan, yeah, exactly. Nasty. They'd all be down there. It's got like all your spice bag stuff, then it's got stuffing, and then instead of curry sauce, it's got gravy. Okay.
Oh, that sounds unreal.
Do you think?
No, sorry. I wasn't listening. Tell me everything again.
It's got your regular spice bag stuff, your crispy chicken, your peppers, your onions. It's got chips. It's got the spice bag seasoning. Then it's got stuffing.
Stuffing.
And then it's got gravy.
I don't like
the
stuffing element.
Well, that's the only Christmassy element in it.
Gravy.
So otherwise, you're just having a spice bag with gravy.
Yeah, that sounds
better. And then... there's a place called Lassa in Belfast, which maybe this would be easier for you to digest because the stuffing is in like ball form.
Yeah.
And it's got a bit, not your vibe, cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
And it has the gravy. One I saw is in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
There is a Christmas spice bag there, but it's literally just the pigs in blankets, gravy, chips, and no seasoning at all.
Unreal. Thank you very much. I'm starving now. Michaela Hayes is on the way. She's back, baby.
Woo!
Thank God for 2 days and then she's off for Christmas. She's got the Naughty Threesome coming up. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye. Press rewind.